Yeah, so the club lately have been pretty obstructive and pretty conniving and about the flags over the past year, do you reckon? Full year? Maybe a year.
I think
the issue we've got is, like, we're already at breaking point. Me personally, I already can't really be asked. Like, I never envisaged that I'd be, like, waving a flag and sweating loads, like, when I was 27. I thought that would be some of the younger than me coming in and doing that by now. But, like, obviously, I'm still passionate and I still take great pride in doing that. And the club to me, I've seen lately is if they've taken us for granted for too long. And now you're left in a position where I'm not waving a flag again until I've got assurances that I'm not going to get...
Feel taken for granted?
No, not even worse than that. So, like, you're in a position where you, like, I'm not going to risk getting banned for taking a flag. I just won't do it. Just fully won't do it.
Andy, no. what's your thoughts?
Yeah, there's been recent incidents where people have been caught up in, let's say, disagreements and ended up banned, rightly or wrongly. People have their different opinions, but fundamentally it's because of the club didn't put steps in place to have rules or regulations, whatever you want to call it, to stop that happening. The club could have been easier on that individual to make it easier for us, which ultimately helps them, and we wouldn't be in this position. The fact that we're not having the flags out now, and we've said we're not having the flags out, is because we want assurances off the club that that's not going to happen again. Plus, we want to protect ourselves. I don't want to stop going to match because of waving a flag. I don't want to be caught up with the police and have a criminal record which affects my job and my career because of waving a flag.